Atomic mind dump.
Let's pretend that happened.
Welcome to Atomic Mind Dump. I'm Bobby Robinson.
Well, I'm delirious.
No, he's not here. Ryan.
Does he ever interview himself that way?
No, he doesn't. I'm Ryan.
Did you get a shout out? Pretty tea. I'm delirious.
Hey. I don't even know what voice I'm doing.
The rule is Tony's not here, we make fun of him.
If anyone's not here, we make fun of him.
Yes.
That's Tony's rule.
The best part of the story, he's black.
I thought this would be racism free.
Oh no, I'm just doing delirious. That isn't even racist, that's like out of context.
That's true, you're right. I just automate, whenever I, maybe I'm racist. When I hear black, I'm like, racism.
Oh man.
Here's a catch. The Medal of Honor winner was black.
Racist! Okay, I'm racist.
How dare
sorry.
They sell McDonald's to black neighborhoods?
It's like the twist ending where I've been against racism all this time. It turns out I'm Bruce racist. Willis. I've been racist the whole movie. That Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah. Spoiler. He's the racist. He's the racist ghost.
The racist. He's not only racist, but he's a ghost too.
Get this, he's a ghost. Oh. That's a paranormalist.
I'm racist sixth sense.
My sixth sense is racism.
Oh, is that a sense? That's a sense, right? It's a good thing I didn't introduce myself yet.
This is what we're leading in.
I'm a random guest. I'm not Alan Manning today. I didn't look up any stories.
Oh, well, you want to just be starting with stories?
No, we don't have to. I'm just saying.
I saw the greatest video in the world, other than Kung Fury.
What is it?
It's the compliment rap battle.
Have you seen that yet? I have not seen
that. It's the same guy. It's Rome. Like, he's, you know, the guy who laid down the fat shaming on the other rapper.
He's the fat shaming rapper?
He's the fat shaming rapper. He's like, he's...
So that's his thing.
He got into a compliment battle with another rapper.
It was the most Canadian rap battle I've ever seen.
Instead of saying, yo, the other like, hey, get this, hey.
He gives this guy, but he like totally builds him up. Just like the best build up ever. He's keep going on and on and rapping. And then at the end of it, he's like, and to show my gratitude, I got you a present. And he gives him a gift card for Tim Hortons.
So he is a Canadian. In the middle of his rap, like, he talked about how I'm going to buy you dinner later. Yeah. And then at the end of the rap, he gives him the Tim Hortons gift card. And then the host is like, oh, he bought him dinner later.
Like he said he would.
Was that the intent of the rap battle, or that's just the approach he took?
I think they like knew they were going into this compliment rap battle.
Didn't you have to tell him, Steve Dave? A compliment rap battle?
Yeah, but come on.
I know,
you can't compare.
This one was good.
You can't compare actual rap.
Ming Chen.
It means 80s style.
Any rapper.
It's like, and then Andrea was like, one of our people we work with, she was like, watching the video, she's like, you guys should do that for the podcast. Tony can't even say anything nice, let alone rap.
Tony's head would explode. We can rap, right, guys? We can write raps.
We would all just kind of compliment each other.
Bars.
Round robin, it would get to Tony, he would just kind of quietly shake and his head would explode.
And let's go. Nah.
Y'all gay. That doesn't even rhyme.
He's like, y'all's gay. And gay marriage is legal, so that's good now. And then he'd laugh.
That's not even rhyming with anything.
Pat himself
said.
On the back.
I could only rap if I'm sitting backwards in a chair.
I mean, rap to you kids.
Talking to kids.
On the internet.
Turning my baseball cap backwards to let him know I'm cool.
Oh, he means business.
He's got his business suit on. Backwards hat, sitting backwards in a chair.
Button-up shirt, but with jeans and faded sneakers.
With sleeves rolled up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hole in one leg, so you know I'm in your business.
If it wasn't for the hole in his jeans, I thought he'd be running for president. I thought he'd be beating the people.
Oh, I was telling Bobby, I just saw it on TV yesterday. I almost had to call everyone and assemble a breaking news edition of Atomic Mind Dump because I saw that the FBI came to Subway Jared Fogle's house.
I heard about that yesterday.
And I went to go, oh, we're going to breaking news.
FBI came to the house of Jared Fogle, spokesman for Subway today. And apparently, you know what? The news people are so... I mean, desperate for ratings, that they spun it like he was involved in child pornography ring.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know what the actual story is. Here's our story for the day.
But there's an older story. I guess it's an older story where somebody in charge of a Jared Fogle charity foundation was involved in child pornography.
Okay, so here's the problem.
Yes.
I got the news from my wife, who got it from Nancy Grace. So I was like, well... I'm gonna go ahead and research the real story.
Let me guess, angry white spin it like, yeah.
it sounded like he was getting busted for
boy lover Jared Fogle, arrested by the FBI.
Here's footage of him getting away. He's walking.
That's how I lost the weight too. That's how I lost the weight. He walked.
Yeah, walking away. In fact, that's just a commercial of him walking.
She's probably like mad, and then
he's sick.
Like she look at him walking away. But studies show that walking is as healthy as running. Everyone should walk.
They tried to spin it like so, make him totally negative. He's putting 6 inches in kids' meals.
No. You know they had some puns. You know they had
serving up the meatballs.
I mean,
not to that level, but they had some puns.
It's unusual of us to not automatically accuse Jared of being involved, but.
I don't want him to be involved. Is he involved?
But no, that's just how we are. We read a headline, skim a couple paragraphs, and discuss.
Oh,
so if we did it that way, we're like, Jared Fogle arrested by the FBI for child pornography. They came to his house and they took some of his computers. But he cooperated.
So wait, we actually researched this?
So we still don't
know. Most researched article.
I had to.
We still don't know then, right?
No, I didn't fully... I Atomic Mind Dump researched.
apparently it's the lead guy that works on his charity group for
which is what I just said,
fighting against children obesity.
So why do they need Jared's computer, like for emails and stuff?
They're just because this is the lead of this charity, so they're like, but it's like the negative impact of all that Nancy Grace stuff is totally. Like, he lost his Subway endorsement. Like, they took it away.
Did he really?
Did he really?
They stepped away from him. They're like, oh,
are you serious? It's happened? Oh, my God.
Well, I'm sure, I'm sure Subway, as a corporation, didn't just get the headline and hey, you never know.
No. They'll
draw CEOs react.
Yeah, no, I'm sure the headlines are Jared Fogle, spokesman for Subway Sandwiches, involved in child pornography.
Yeah.
Jared eats
That's
fresh
how I heard
and
it,
young.
Actually. Oh, wow. Well,
you should get a job
here,
so. As a shameless news headline.
I'm the Nightcrawler.
Is that a good movie? I haven't seen it yet.
It's a good movie.
It's on Netflix.
It's really good. You haven't seen it?
It's on Netflix now, so. I'm busy rewatching Daredevil.
And you're too busy slamming that dumbbell around next to the recorder.
It's not slamming.
You're like Chad, like a child.
It's quieter than our clicking chairs.
Chad shuffling his feet around the recorder. He's like this. So, anyways,
I'm footloose.
Get this: 30% of the sounds from my feet are sounds.
Thanks, Chad.
He's probably playing soccer to get
Brian
in shape.
Just filled in for him. If he did as much work as Chad normally does.
Yeah, that's
a few appearance. Articles. I found this one saying, like, there's this hipster daycare, and it's child-style daycare pitched to adults. You stay there, you're an adult, but you're going there to, like, play with glitter glue and construction paper. You're paying for them to take care of you like you're a kid.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, he said hipster daycare, so.
I know. That's so dumb.
It is, but
I'm mad. I'm going to walk out on this.
And now we know why Adam Carolla wrote the book about how men aren't men anymore. Because there's hipster daycare.
And fucking, yeah.
With dudes going there to play with glitter glue.
I mean, I wouldn't count myself as a man.
I'm not approaching man level. I mean, like,
no car repair.
I've been trying my best to fix my car every weekend, and I learn more about it, but
I look at the line of man and hipster daycare, and I'm still right on the cusp of hipster daycare. Well, it's because you're retreating from the line that makes you a man. It's the beer line that you and I just don't cross.
You know what it is? I'm under the hood of the car. The wrench slips. I hit my knuckle. I go inside and get a chocolate milk.
That's and you make glitter so animals.
So I'm basically moonwalking away from manhood.
They just crawl and see how sad you are. Like, what's wrong? I got a boo boo.
Really, what's happening is we're mad at the fact that they have to go somewhere and pay for the privilege to make glitter glue animals.
Yeah. It should be free.
Yo, hipsters, I got a job. I can buy my own glitter glue.
Coloring by myself.
Yeah, I can even pretend I'm buying it for my daughter.
I got safety scissors.
It's cheaper to just buy the glitter glue yourself than to pay a hipster adult daycare.
It's way cheaper. It can be expensive as like $999 a month.
Is it really hipster though? Normally, is it just some weird thing that you found in late?
No,
hipster?
It's.
So, like, you look at the picture and it's all flannel
that
and
beards. That was from the headline.
They all have CP cups of PBR.
You're researching
that'd be awesome! I'm signing up now!
Somebody that's from The Onion.
They giving us beer?
I don't normally wish a business to fail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do. When they spell their name with, like, a funky spelling, I try to hate them out of business mentally.
When they put a K where a C should be.
There was a store.
He doesn't wish the cop climate control system?
Oh, no. I try to hate that out of not getting funded. But
it's unnecessary.
I don't have to put in effort on that one.
There's no need for any K.
The hook on the cop climate control system is that it has KKK in the initials.
My only chance of getting it sold anywhere.
To law enforcement. Anyway.
Yeah.
You're going for the edgy angle, trying to get attention to people.
But there's this store called Because, but it's B-K-O-Z. And every time I walk by, I would just stare at it and go... And then one day, the door was closed, and they're taking the sign down. I was like,
"Oh!"
And I just nodded. I was
you didn't
like,
feel bad.
Like I felt good.
Yeah.
I was like, "I hope they close the shop and go to school."
Go to school.
Cause.
Go to English class.
Mad at this.
So, and then I went home and played Mortal Kombat, but my version has a C scrawled on it.
With glitter glue.
Glitter glue.
Brian standing up for what's right in the world.
That's probably justified.
What?
Yeah, come on. If we're vigilantes, it should be hating bad spelling companies out of business.
If we're vigilantes.
If I was a vigilante, it would be wishing hipster daycares to close, I guess.
Yeah, we dress in like with masks and sweats on and stand outside the hipster daycare going, no. Anyone who walks in, no. Until people just stop going in.
The cops show up like we're going to try and rob them. We're not going to rob anybody. We just want this place
he's
to
like,
fail.
Look inside. The cop looks inside. He's going to stand outside with us. No.
And he's like, cop's like, sure is hot out here.
I got an idea, officer.
Call back. Just...
I got a product, officer. Hear me out. You're racist, right?
What?
Just the angle. Cops are hateful racists.
That's the first
That's my target market, right? Cops that are hateful racists. I mean, you got to niche down to be successful in business.
Matt, are you uncomfortably hot?
The cop he was pitching to was black.
You got to niche down to be successful in business. You can't just say all cops. That's too much of a market.
That is true. That's true. You got to target racist cops.
Cops
that's
that are
too broad,
hateful racists. Well, what
racist cops is too broad to
you could be a friend on that doesn't say hateful racist.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. You could be a friendly racist.
We're about to get pulled over nonstop by the one guy that happens to know someone listens to our podcast. You can be like, perpetual guest Alan Manning. Yes, his dad's white, but don't let that stop you from pulling him over.
I've got like things that are in place to help me not get pulled over, like white dad and I drive a Volvo with no political bumper stickers on it.
Oh,
I try to blend in. I'm like
a Second Amendment ninja. You need Second Amendment bumper stickers if you want to avoid cops, right? Is it?
Nah, I don't know.
No.
I just try to blend. I don't want to get spotted. I used to drive a car that I painted it like really bright blue, and I said, I even told the guy when I painted, I was like, I want it like a lightsaber blue, and he was laughing, and he painted it. It looked awesome.
It did look awesome.
Cop magnet.
Was it really?
Cop magnet. We got pulled over so often with that. I didn't know that was the case. Yes.
You told the guy that painted your car you want your car lightsaber blue.
I told him, I picked the color, and I said, like this, like lightsaber blue. That's not the name of it.
They're fucking nerds. They're hipsters. They get to go pay $100.
I'm not mad at nerds.
So, yeah, don't lump nerds and hipsters together. Like, I don't go to the comic book store to do, like, glitter glue Wolverine.
Well, what's the difference?
And take naps.
If that's what you're, maybe they're just fans of naps.
I'm a fan of naps. I take naps at home.
I consider myself a nerd. But I don't consider myself a hipster, except for those couple of hipster t-shirts I bought where it's like...
You wouldn't know nothing about this.
No, no, no. I have two t-shirts where it's like... obscure references to movies that you would know nothing about this.
Do you have that Wayland Industries one, that Aliens corporation one?
They're all thinking glitter glue.
Your neck to me plaza.
I made my own glitter glue.
Your neck to me plaza. I'm Die Hard t-shirt.
I wish I had that one.
You wouldn't know me because it's from my podcast.
It was just Atomic Mind Dump, and on the back says I'm Die Hard. I was like, what are you wearing? What is that? You have a toilet on your shirt. And misspelled I'm Die Hard.
Yeah, we misspell it for the accent, and then people wish our shirt out of business.
We're like, we're hypocrites.
Why are you mad at the guy?
Because.
Brian's
total hypocrites. You can't misspell I'm Die Hard on our t-shirts.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Or we have to stop hating misspelled businesses out of business.
I'll never do that, so we'll spell Die Hard correctly.
Okay. On the t-shirt. What? When our t-shirt comes out that yells I'm Die Hard, it'll be correctly spelled and punctuated.
Oh no, Krispy Kreme is spelled with K's, right?
Yeah.
Oh no.
This is the point where your obesity trumps your hate.
Well, there's still Dunkin' Donuts. Oh no, they spell it like
they spell it wrong there too.
They use apostrophe N, right? Or an apostrophe for Dunkin', right? That's okay.
That's okay. Yeah, that's
we're
not
justifying hate. This is how racism starts.
That's not like spelling cool K-E-W-L. I hate when people spell cool K-E-W-L.
Hey, is that just a 90s thing?
Yeah, I want to wish their MySpace page. I wish their MySpace page is out of existence.
You did it! You won!
Not cool, bro. Not cool.
Their MySpace pages are gone. You have power.
Yes. Well, we're twins.
Yeah, that's right.
You got rid of Because. I got rid of Q.
Yeah, but that's one store. One small
storefront. Your turn to join the revolution, Bobby. Which
my turn to be part of the grammar Nazis. Yes.
Just don't wish it on the cop climate control system. You might as well. It's a stupid idea.
We're just making sure there's few her grammar mistakes.
Did you say few her?
Because grammar Nazis.
But you have to spell it right. How do you think about wordplay?
It's pretty good, actually. It's pretty good. Like on Broadway with that wordplay.
Do you want to talk about the hipsters?
Still,
let's just talk about a lot of shit.
They have to print out their applications and they have to fill them out by hand. They're encouraged to fill them out with markers, crayons, or paint. As long as they have fun with it.
Are they taking job applications? Because, like, I want to fill in a spot. Like, I want to be the guy that slaps the guys that come here. And I'm only going to... It's always a right-handed slap on one side, so half their handlebar mustache waxes on. I'm not gonna come across the other side. You're going to have an uneven handlebar mustache.
That's going to bother them until they can fix that, too.
Yeah. You know, it's lame, too, because I'm, like, out of shape and weak. And it, just because they're hipster doesn't mean they're weak. They're probably, like...
Yeah.
I'm going to slap a couple of guys and they're going to beat me up. Well, they get fired for not getting my job done.
They just dress like they swing axes. They don't actually swing axes.
You never know.
I think you're okay.
You never know. I was at the gym one day. I saw a guy in flannel with a handlebar mustache taking a tour of the gym. I wanted to point him right to the freeway, the barbell freeways. Right there, bro. That's where you're going to work out, bro. You're going to do free weights.
That's as retro as it gets, dog.
Sorry, sir. We don't have the barbell with the round ball on it that says 100 pounds.
Is that 100 pounds total?
I know, I don't know. And, but I know under that flannel shirt is a singlet, a leopard skin singlet.
With one shoulder strap.
Yeah, one shoulder strap. And he's going to lift the barbell over his head with one hand. And I can't slap that man. I can't. I mean, you can, but...
It's going by the name. I don't,
your handlebar mustache is going to be smeared on one side.
He would smear
it. It'll be smeared on both sides.
He would pull the whiskers out to form a handlebar mustache on me and then slap half of it off.
No one lays a hand on Barnaby.
The last thing I say is, before I pass out, your name is Barnaby?
Of course.
And then you kind of lash out futilely and try and slap at him as the world blacks out.
Get this, the world blacked out.
So dumb.
Of course it's dumb.
Such a bad call.
So, yeah, I... Yeah, I too saw a guy with a handlebar mustache that could lift more than me, and he was like maybe 50, 60 pounds lighter than I was, stronger than I was. Like, so, yeah,
was
strong hipsters
guy?
Exist.
I think we're just, I don't know, maybe. We're just jealous. We're not mad at hipsters. We're just jealous of them.
I wish you'd be a hipster.
Yeah.
I wish I had thousands of dollars to spend on a date.
Yeah, I wish I didn't have a job so I can go make glitter glue animals.
Not me. I don't want to go to adult daycare. I'm not mad
it comes with adult
sure,
diapers.
What have I told you about this next part?
Okay, what's the next
they
part?
They have Parents' Day. In which you can bring your mom and your dad to your adult daycare.
Oh my god. Hey, mom, dad, you're not ashamed of me enough yet. Next week is parent day at my daycare.
Just like your parents just like looking so sad, like, what have we done?
They're gonna be like, so you're not gay? You just do this instead? You can't you be gay?
What is that, glitter glue? Oh, Mordecai. Done. You were supposed to be an investment banker.
We know people. We're hooking you up.
Is this a hand turkey? You made a hand turkey. But I made it for you. Just crying. You wouldn't understand.
All right. It's made of environmentally friendly materials. This is a green turkey. I made a tofurkey with a hand tofurkey.
I don't know why I'm mad about environmentally friendly stuff.
I take that back. I'm not mad about environmentally friendly. I can't even say it right now. Well, I'm not mad about what I just said.
Not even it's made to be made on hand turkey, because that's like taking something that's supposed to be environmentally friendly and then wasting it. So it's like...
This is going to take up a little spot in a landfill for a couple of months until it degrades. How
you
dare
just
you?
Made a carbon footprint with something that wasn't even supposed to leave it.
Hey, that's the activity they make is carbon footprint.
Dip your foot. Look how much of a carbon footprint I make.
To remind me not to make a larger
one. Reduce our carbon footprint for this week's activity. Our carbon footprint should only be as large as our feet.
Oh man, I just imagine like the dad's ready to blow his brains out after that.
He's like,
I failed as a father.
He's like Pretty Tony trying to say something nice about someone. He sits there, shakes, and his head explodes. Then he's like, nah, and walks out of the parent day. And then in the parking lot, he's just going to open the hood of his car and just fiddle around in the engine.
Just to do something.
Get your fixed gear bike and go home. Jesus Christ.
So yeah, I'm not going to hipster adult daycare, and I'm not jealous of hipster adult daycare.
I'm not bringing my dad to hipster adult daycare.
I make glitter animals at home already, and I take my own naps. I don't need
God.
To pay someone to do that.
See, this goes back to the thing I said earlier. What are hipsters trying to do? They're trying to relive their childhood. It literally is a daycare. They're trying to
ridiculous.
Do it all over again.
Yeah, you're right.
Except they're all their cooler.
They're not.
You're not cooler.
They're not cooler. In their head, they think they're cooler.
If you're in your 20s and up, I'm gonna let the teen years go. If you're in your 20s and up, making glitter glue animals and paying for the privilege, you're not cooler.
Bro.
Bro. Yeah. I'm gonna have to read that Adam Carolla book now. I feel like
I'm part of the problem.
Not man enough.
I feel like I'm part of the problem now. Like my all my kids see me is failing to fix my car every weekend. That's all they see. Oh, you bought the wrong part, Dad? Oh, okay. Oh.
Well, we're not the people to take back flannel for real men.
The 70s big
mantra.
It's too hot.
If I put on a flannel shirt, like the buttons would be just desperately trying to stay together.
The middle button, middle and lower buttons.
Hold! Hold!
I cannot hold!
Damn it, man!
I'm giving it all she's got!
And then he's just like a zoom out.
Like a silent.
No!
And it popped because I was reaching forward for a Twinkie.
It's all creams on your nose. You're like, can,
can you shove a less manly object into your mouth?
It's more balanced. I mean, I got 6 inches right over here.
Jared, you're on the run.
I'm on the walk.
I'm on the
walk. He's hard walking his way to freedom.
As subways explode behind him. Like, I think he's sabotaging the place for dropping his endorsement.
Yeah, like, we lost so much money endorsing him, we're going to have to demolish some of our subways.
While he's walking away, hard walking in slow-mo.
$5. It's in the background. Playing with his menacing walk. $5.
I don't know what to do now, because I like Subway and all, but, you know, if they even spell it right, they spell Subway correctly.
Okay.
But, but if they drop the endorsement and Jared's innocent, I'm going to be like, sorry, Subway. You stand by your bro.
Brian's like, I've been a Jared supporter, not a Subway supporter. I'm going to Port O'Subs.
You're not mad about that with the O?
It's an accepted thing, though. That's accepted. You're never, ever going to look in any book ever and say BKOZ. You're not even seeing it on a text message.
Failed businesses.
Because.
The big book of failed businesses.
The big book of failed businesses. That won't even make it in that book. I hate it out of existence too fast. I mean, it took a couple of years, but still. I mean, it's a store that sold clothes to trophy wives. That's
what it was. I don't understand this.
You don't understand the irrational hatred.
I don't think the store went out of business for you at all. I think it's because it
really don't take away my power, trying to say. They niche down too far.
Did they niche too far? They're like, we're after trophy housewives that are hateful racists.
That's what the B is and because.
Oh, I mean, if you went inside, you're like, oh, you guys are only targeting fourth place trophy wives. That's the problem. You gotta accept the whole, all the trophies.
All the trophies. These are more like participation awards.
Can I hate that joke out of existence?
You can try, but Bobby's not going to edit it. And now.
All of a sudden it just edits itself out. Well, here's the opposite of parents being proud of their children.
Is it hipster daycare? Because that was the opposite of parents being proud of their children.
Parents arrested for sending daughter to live in the woods after eating a Pop-Tart.
So the parents are hipsters in this story? You're going to eat environmentally destructive foods. You're going to live in the woods until you learn.
You want to manufacture
prepackaged goods.
Carbon footprint.
Go manufacture Pop-Tarts in the woods. Go get your own berries.
That would suck. You're just foraging berries and
to make Pop-Tarts. Yeah,
what if you spend all your time in the woods trying to like fashion a crude Pop-Tart? You could have just been eating bugs. Sustaining yourself, drinking your own urine and surviving.
Calm down, Bear Grylls.
Just like, you have to fashion a toaster in the woods. Because your parents said you could come back until it's toasted.
What if you found, like, trash? Like, I took aluminum cans and old pieces of garbage and whatever, and I reflected the sun's rays to cook this food. I'm environmentally friendly, but it's like, yeah, but you need the human trash to do it.
You recycled, though.
Recycle, reusing, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a smaller carbon.
That is a smaller carbon. You're right.
saved the world with your Pop-Tart.
Good for you, human trash Pop-Tart toaster.
Who makes Pop-Tarts? It's Kellogg, right? They're like, oh, you can't use Pop-Tarts. It's called toaster pastries.
Good job, toaster pastry maker.
Yeah, so kidding.
Hey, come at us, Kellogg.
Pop-Tart. It's not even Kellogg. That means we're yelling. Corporation.
Yeah, we're yelling corporations.
It's actually Nabisco, not Kellogg. I don't know. Continue, what are you saying?
No, I'm not sure, because not like, is it Nabisco? It's not one of the
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this some more.
It's Kellogg.
I think there's Pop-Tarts in the Snack Shack. The one time there's no Pop-Tarts in the
Kellogg
Snack Shack.
Kellogg Pop-Tarts.
That I could refer to.
It sounds right in my head.
Does it matter? Does it really fucking...
I need to know. I need to know these things.
It's General Mills.
I've eaten my fill. Look at these flannel buttons. You know I've been eating Pop-Tarts.
There's buttons sewn on the front of his t-shirt and they're straining the whole
That one's not even doing anything.
Those serve no function. How are they failing?
Those are decorative buttons and look, they're sweating.
Buttons in proximity of you are just popping off.
So, was she not allowed to eat a Pop-Tart?
I guess she ate the Pop-Tart without her parents' permission.
Well, you know what? Maybe it was Dad's Pop-Tart.
Hey, hey, this is my Pop-Tart. Nobody eat it. Hey, he just walks around the house spending the whole morning going, hey, there's Pop-Tart left.
What did I tell you about the strawberry?
Hey,
the
strawberry's my Pop-Tart. Nobody eat it. You know that's the opposite of the Dad rule. The Dad rule is everyone claims the food and Dad eats it all.
Hey, I was saving those leftovers.
Oh, yeah, they're in there a couple days. I just want to save some money.
Yeah.
It's like...
You can't say, I'm like that, my father-in-law's like that.
You know what? I kind of side with these parents. If she ate all the strawberry Pop-Tarts, I left the brown sugar ones.
Into the woods.
Into the woods.
I like the brown sugar ones.
You're the village!
You know why I like the brown sugar ones? Because much like the Dad rule of eating the leftovers, I get all the garbage food, too. I get pizza crusts. Burnt bottom cookies.
Brown sugar Pop-Tarts.
Brown sugar Pop-Tarts.
Do you try and act like...
The ice cream cone with the huge bottom part cracked off of it.
You know burnt bottom cookies are delicious, though. You try and act like, oh, man.
Because everyone's...
This is a flannel shirt problem right here.
I'm having first world problems
right now. I like brown sugar Pop-Tarts, burnt bottom cookies, and pizza crusts.
It kind of sounds like you talk yourself into lunch.
It's like I've grown accustomed to that.
It's like you're crying as you're eating your brown sugar Pop-Tarts.
You wipe away a tear. I love brown sugar Pop-Tarts.
Tears of joy.
I deserve this. This is me. Holding up a victory fist.
You know how kids are. They see the burnt bottom cookie and get upset. And I was like, oh, no, that one's mine. Here, you get the good one. So,
you're like a hero. Like you might as well be able to fly. To come in and swoop a burnt bottom cookie when you're a kid.
It's the running gag now. Well, it's the running gag now. Like, everything that's, like, the crappy version of it, they're like, well, that's Dad's. They all know now.
Now you're going to get cancer from eating all the carcinogenic cookies.
All the burnt bottom cookies. You know that burnt carbon stuff is what causes cancer,
well,
right?
Eating all those cookies.
It's worth it.
The heart disease is going to get away before the cancer.
Yeah. It's a race for death.
I'm Death Race.
No matter who wins, I lose.
I almost spit that out my nose.
I was drinking a kale shake.
This is an avocolada.
You're drinking an avocado shake?
You know what?
Avocolada.
I'm gonna slap there's avocado in there.
I'm gonna slap half your handlebar mustache.
You're hating on hipsters drinking my avocado.
I had to slap half of that handlebar mustache.
I looked up at the menu. I was like, "That's a picture of an avocado next to a smoothie." And they're like, "Yeah, it's actually quite good. Let me try that." And it is quite good.
You're
it's like, avocado with kale, spinach, mango, coconut, lime, and what's left of my pride.
And then it comes with a sticker that's just a flannel pattern.
It's like a flannel pattern.
Put it on your shirt.
I put on a shirt and it's like the sticker straining. All you have to do is
just sit there.
Is there a sticker?
The sticker just tears.
What just happened?
That was on my sleeve.
There's buttons popping off the sticker.
It's a button on the flannel.
It's a picture of a button.
It's a print of a button that flies off the sticker before it tears in half. Like a little circle part just rips off the sticker. It's the button.
What just happened?
You gotta...
And that's why I'm drinking the alpha colada, because buttons strain.
Did you have to sign the credit card receipt with a crayon?
It's fun. It was glitter glue. It was glitter glue. Well, actually, they requested a... it was either a signature or my carbon footprint. Yeah, it's like, I tried to order it, and they stare at him for a second. And he's like, you don't look like a hipster anymore. He's like, I shave with a safety razor.
I do.
No. I used to shave with a straight razor.
I used to shave with a straight razor.
Safety razor.
There's your avocado.
Avocalada.
Avocalada.
I'm glad I don't know how to say it.
Avocalada. God,
avocalada.
Gay.
I love the best part. Like, I sat here hating on hipsters for like half an hour.
You're sitting here.
Hate hipsters.
Can we talk about how you brought it at Big Cafe? Coffee.
That's not mine.
I thought you. That was yours.
No, okay. Someone else's.
I'm like, you're sitting there.
Okay. I'm not gonna act like I don't drink those. That's not mine today. That large McCafe. Not mine.
Oh my god.
Because I bring in the.
Did Miguel make your avocado?
Miguel made the avocalada.
He has gentle hands.
It's probably some like young girl with thick glasses with no actual lenses in them and like those giant plugs in her ears. That probably, I bet they
and
advertise.
I say that, I'm basically describing one of the employees there. I'm not making that up.
I bet they advertise. She's probably the one that made that. Like, these are made with conflict-free avocados.
Blood-free.
Oh, right. I forgot about the blood avocado.
Yeah.
Avocado farms controlled by the cartels.
Avocado's bloody.
Oh, no.
So you're supporting
now
the cartels.
Now I get the call back of Miguel.
I didn't even remember it.
Oh, no. Oh, that was like a week ago. And it's not like you released that episode, so I don't know about it. I forgot about it once I recorded it.
Stupid.
I was just so ranting this whole time. It coming full circle, I'm realizing, do we hate hipsters? I don't hate them.
No.
I just want to slap the ones that go to daycare. I hate the idea of an adult daycare.
Yeah.
You don't have to say hipster. If you said adult daycare, it would be like,
yeah, you can put like all kind of natural waxes in your beard, drink your PBR, wear your flannel. I don't care about all that stuff.
I always
wear
goofy
stuff. Like, you could just wear
hipster in the gym.
Yeah, you could just be a dude wearing women's lumpy space princess tights.
What?
Lumpy Space Princess.
Lumpy Space Princess. Is that a brand name?
It's from Adventure Time.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I won't say anything. I don't care. You can have your no sock loafers on and some women's tights, go bench pressing. I don't care.
He hates hipsters.
I don't. As soon as you show up to adult daycare.
I know.
As soon as you show up to adult daycare, nah. Nah, you can't.
You can't.
That's the line.
You ain't gonna leave here with a full handlebar mustache. A fully waxed mustache.
I'm gonna slap it.
The wax is coming with me.
Come here, bother me.
I need a training montage so I don't get beat up when I slap a mustache. You don't even slap the guy, you're just like, ugh. At the mustache.
I hit the mustache.
And that just kind of spins a little bit. Oh, dude.
Just like more, less of a slap, more of a wipe away.
You should put your hand on his face and smear it down. Yeah. Now you've got half a
Turn
mustache.
Turn the handlebar upside down.
Yeah, now you've got half a handlebar mustache.
No, I really don't hate hipsters.
Really?
I buy my all-natural hair wax on Etsy. So I'm sure
what?
You can get
he's
mustache.
He's a closet hipster. He's like
yeah. mustache.
He's like the stereotype jock
I don't
that
go to
beats
adult
up
daycare.
Gay people because he's gay.
I don't go to adult daycare. That's where I draw the line.
He's slapping hipsters, but he's like, I love you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to convert my car into a Model T. That's what I'm trying to do every weekend under the hood.
All this computer stuff in here. I just want to... An old-timey yeah. combustion engine.
I stripped all the computers out of my car.
Sounds too digital. Yeah. Sounds better when it's all analog.
I think I know why your car doesn't work, because you stripped all the computers out. They're not just there for decoration.
No, hipsters don't do that, do they?
No.
they don't go backwards in their cars.
When they choose a bike? Don't they just revert back in time? I don't know enough about hipsters. I'm just going to make wild accusations. They just want all their stuff to be old school, right?
Oh, no, cool. That's time hipsters.
Time hipster. Is there a subgenre?
I don't know.
Hipsters, when you're done giving us a 1-star review on iTunes, if that's not too digital for you, let us know if...
No, 1-star is the new 5-star. They're not going to do that.
They're not going to 3-star us, are they?
They're going to 3-star us.
Oh. The last thing we want is 3-star.
1-star or 5-star. Don't waste anyone's time with 3. Everyone.
When you get our podcast on vinyl.
It's already been done.
And you find a way to get that typewriter online.
You're going to like type out a letter, send it to Apple, and say, please post this review on the Atomic Mind podcast.
Send it.
They're going to be like, there's like glitter glue on this.
He did half of this in
He signed it with a footprint.
Hey, look, a turkey hand.
Look, Barnaby signed it with a footprint.
Hey, we just got a telegram. This review is for Tommy Mind Dog. Stop. 1-star review. Stop.
This podcast closed.
Stop. Please never run another sound. All stop. How's Apple able to receive? They're hipsters. That's why.
The review is titled 1-star. Oh, the humanity.
There's no references in their review beyond the 30s. It feels like a time traveler listening to our podcast.
They lack moxie. Stop.
I can tell there's another one of Tony's favorite episodes already, right?
Yeah, so the girl lasted 2 days out there on her own in the wilderness.
Did the cops, or the parents get arrested? Is that
why?
The
parents got arrested. And they found her like 2 days. She was outside during Thursday's night's severe thunderstorms. So she was like...
How old is she?
She was 14.
That's pretty bad.
She is 14. She's not like what?
There's no... I can't think of a domestic domestic occurrence that requires sent out to the woods. Is there one? Let's think of one. That's. I mean, short of jail time, it's not like
you strip all
you kill someone. It's not go to the woods. You go to
you
jail.
You kill the family dog. You can't be here. No
maybe kill the family dog. Maybe.
I don't think you just send them outside for that though. I think you find help for them.
That's like your alternative.
Like something that those kill parents could actually say out loud, and then people go, I see why you tried that. eating a Pop-Tart. No.
That's
of that
way
as a
below
even
talking
if you
back.
The last Pop-Tart with Dad's name written on it. Dad. And then you eat
Don't
the
eat
Pop-Tart.
This burnt bottom Pop-Tart. Dad.
And then you eat it. That's...
Getting that mad about a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, all you have to do is... Like, the only thing that we... Yeah, the only thing that should get is... You ate my Pop-Tart! I put my name on it!
And then the conversation stopped.
Stop eating my things! You leave the room. You're like, I guess I'll have water. I don't know. Soft crackers over here, right? Like, you move on.
I gotta start hiding my Pop-Tarts on my porn. Then you come back, Pop-Tarts are gone! They know where my porn is, too!
You guys gotta put them with those taxes
from this family. Yeah. I gotta hide them with my taxes.
Like, they sent her out there with a roll of toilet paper, a flashlight, a whistle, and a watch.
Oh, so they gave her enough.
Okay. No. That's more than Bear Grylls gets.
What's
right?
The whistle for?
Well, no, she called for help. She needed a good knife, then I wouldn't have complained.
If he had a good knife, you could fight your way back in the house, though. They don't want
to. No. Yeah, you're right. And I was like, she might come back and stab us, because this is a very extreme punishment.
If you give her a knife, she becomes the most dangerous game.
Start hunting her. It was just a Pop-Tart!
She just screams at all crazy. It was just a pop tart. Then they're like, go out to the woods. We'll give you a 20-minute head start while Dad fixes his mustache. We'll give you 3 minutes. That's how long it takes to micro, like, toast a pop tart.
He just like finds out she ate his pop tart, and he just like slowly, like slow building a sniper rifle right in front of her. You got 20 minutes. It's toilet paper. Flashlight, a watch, and a whistle. You know what to do.
Why don't you just give me some money? I'll go to the store and buy another Pop-Tart.
It's too late. I spent all the money on the flashlight.
Yeah. No, they're like, it's dangerous out in the city. You might get kidnapped and raped. So go to the woods.
Bears don't rape.
Yeah, we care about you. Jared lives in the city.
Jared lives in the city.
But we don't know yet. We don't know.
Aww.
We don't know that he lives in the city.
We don't know that he lives in the city. Just that he's involved in child pornography.
You know, walk right into the city, right in the face, $5 foot long. Extra mayonnaise. You know how he likes it. Serving up. He's gonna eat fresh.
he just turns into a monster. He's just like roaming around monster.
I'm gonna eat children.
He's heavy again.
Jared's coming. Hi, everyone.
How'd your wife? How'd your kids?
He's raping everybody up in here.
Poor Jared. Just imagine, like, he's like, oh man, I came such a long way.
Yeah. Was that lady's name that Miss Headline? Because is she gonna
Nancy Grace?
Does she listen to this podcast?
No.
Because she's gonna use this as evidence against Jared.
I'm surprised she has not gotten like some kind of heart problem. The way she's just angry about
all the time.
Have you heard about this thing?
I think that's just her character. I hope that's just her character.
Like she's
as soon as they stop, she's just like super calm, starts knitting.
Just super calm, drives in a Hummer, supporting terrorism.
Well, that happens when you drive a Hummer, right? Where's that message done? You don't do that message anymore?
That's always a dumb message. If you drive an SUV, you support terrorism. No, you're just a victim of commercialism is all.
No,
calm down with the
terrorism. You go out of your way to buy that much car, you support terrorism.
I'll live in the hard stance right now. SUVs.
I'm going to say Nancy Grace supports terrorism.
Are you saying all this from a fixed gear bike? I just want to watch the carbon footprint.
This just in, Nancy Grace supports terrorism.
She's mad, shining off about herself.
Come at us, Nancy Grace and Kellogg's.
Why?
Okay. Whoa.
I don't want corporations coming at us.
There's the Pop-Tart people.
Yeah, but corporations are dangerous.
What if we're wrong? And
they're going to send us into the woods, Al.
Corporations don't have to do time.
Oh, the guy works for Kellogg's? Oh, no, he probably works for, like, a generic toaster pastry company. You ate a Pop-Tart in my house? Get out! That would do it.
You know it's only toaster strudels.
That would justify it. That's what.
But Dad, I don't like to pour out the sauce.
Oh, I got an extra step.
Get out!
Ever since I was a kid, the first time I had toaster strudels, it's like that frosting is like too much.
What's wrong with you?
Weird as a kid. Like you put all the frosting on.
No, I would ask
like,
for yours.
Huh?
If I had known, I would have asked for yours. I'm like, there's never enough in these things.
I started using half, and then I stopped using it completely, and I just stopped eating.
You just throw it away behind my back?
Yes. Well, the 80s, it was a time of wastefulness.
Did you see me squeezing that tube for like a minute and then licking
it? Like it was the last of the toothpaste.
Yeah. Just jerking
tubes. We were twins. Yeah.
Just jerking tubes, trying to get more of that white sauce, baby. Come on.
Why you gotta come turn on. All dirty?
I gotta put it all over my face. I need it in me.
So anyway, yeah. Now that I see like toaster strudel commercials, like I can't do it. I can't eat toaster strudels. They're too sweet.
Brian takes a hard stance.
This is a lot of hard stance.
A hard stance today. Bobby, we need a hard stance for like, before we end.
That's the weakest hard stance.
I don't
like it when there's misspelled things. Yeah. I don't like the sauce on toast.
Why you gotta use dumb guy voice? on Brian's righteous fury. For Brian's righteous fury. Hating misspelling is hardly righteous. Hey.
It's the return of this thing. I support hipsters, though, but I don't support them when they go to daycare.
I didn't say support hipsters. I'm just not mad at them. I'm just not mad at hipsters.
I can't. I'm just thinking about that daycare, that adult daycare. I want to slap people.
And you just want to slap people.
No, not even. It's just, and then not even like angry. Just like, hey, grow up. Look around. You're being stupid.
Well, is that any different from a guy that goes to a Comic-Con dressed like a cartoon character?
Yes, that's way different.
Yeah, it is.
You're paying someone to treat you like a child, not celebrating something you actually like.
It's like you're like paying $100,000.
No, you don't go there to get treated like a child. There.
You're about to get treated like that cartoon character.
Yeah.
You're about to get that mustache
slapped
by Anna.
You're living a fantasy like that kid's...
if you're dressed like a child, you're like, hey, I can't even name a child.
Cartoon character right now.
I'm Richie Rich. I'm Casper.
No, Leilani is too young to watch like Cartoon Network. She's like, I'm Caillou. He's like the boring cartoon.
What?
I'm Bear in the Big Blue House.
I'm Bubble Guppies.
Nobody dresses like any of those characters.
I'm sure there's a mashup of Doctor Who and Caillou out there.
I don't think that's the same. I think when you see the idea of an adult daycare and you're like, I'm in, I'm going to be waiting by the door.
That's a different line to cross than dressing up as a character you like.
It's like, hey, stop being dumb.
Look at it this way. Dressing as a comic book character is closer to wearing your favorite athlete's basketball jersey than it is to adult daycare.
I guess so.
It's way closer than that.
You should only be wearing adult diapers if you're at a concert or if you really need them.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
I like this song and I want to go to the bathroom.
Are you wearing adult diapers at concerts?
I don't even go to concerts.
He's like, this is the best Miley Cyrus.
I don't go to concerts. When I was at the Taylor Swift concert, I wore my
adult diapers. I gotta hold on for Wrecking Ball. It's like,
no, I'm just saying. If I'm like, hey, you're wearing adult diapers, and you know, if one of the two explanations,
depends.
Like, yeah, I really need.
Sorry.
Stepped on my joke. Sorry.
To tell a bad joke.
It was terrible. It's probably better than mine, anyways.
All right, what are you gonna say?
I almost don't want to finish.
Don't finish. That.
Let's just end it with depends. That was it.
We're in time as a Taylor Swift because I need a blank space.
That's stupid.
And click noise. We're out.
Are we done yet?